The ethylene oxide plant at Croda's Newcastle facility leaked massive amounts of the explosive chemical and temporarily shut down the Delaware Memorial Bridge in 2018. The plant is also the subject of a federal chemical exposure suit filed this year, and state environmental regulators found more violations at the plant this fall. The Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control learned after a stack test in September that Croda exceeded its annual emissions limit for carcinogenic ethylene oxide at an air pollution scrubber, among other violations. State Representative Larry Lambert has been an outspoken critic of Croda.
At this point, we're now talking about a full-blown pattern. And it appears that this might very well be how they conduct business. So at this point, we're looking forward to DENREC holding them accountable.
DENREC says the ethylene oxide plant has not operated since the date of the test. DENREC will hold an information session on the path forward for the plant Thursday. Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.